Welcome to Burrito Quest 2, Episode 24, Spanish Kitchen.
This runs the risk of being a quest list, doesn't it?
It does. It's a very minor burrito. Very smallish. Peewee.
Diminutive.
Even. It is a green chili con carne burrito.
Look at that tortilla.
When I asked the lady, is it a pretty good sized burrito? And she said, oh yeah.
How big was it?
I think she thought I was eating all three of them, so whatever.
My burrito kind of looks like it's made of crepes.
Well, let's see how it tastes then. Okay. God, this is small and sloppy.
Sloppy.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Mmm. Not bad.
Yeah.
Salty. Holy crap.
Is it really?
Yeah, I get some salt.
Did you kill your taste buds on a hot salsa bin?
No, I can taste the salt. Oh my god.
I think they make these tortillas. These look like homemade tortillas.
Are they make them out of salt?
Well, no, that's the green chili.
Yeah, they definitely taste homemade. They're good.
Yeah, this is going to be over fast anyway. Got some good spice.
I'm halfway done.
Salt is, yeah.
We're halfway there.
Too much.
We're living on a prayer.
Why are we halfway to, Ben?
I'm going to look at the inside.
Okay.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, that's like a little bit of onion right there, isn't it? Look at that.
No, that's a green chili.
No, no, no.
Oh, yeah, it's probably in the sauce.
It's kind of, see, look, it's kind of... I think that's an onion. It is kind of like more of a hint of a burrito, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hint of burrito.
But, you know what? $2.80. I mean...
Okay.
I should have known and gotten one of the red and one of the green.
You did your best, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
No, I didn't. I was sitting there thinking, that's kind of cheap. Maybe I should have got two.
Nobody,
you know what I almost did instead? I almost got empanadas.
That would have been acceptable, too.
That's not burrito
quest. Take my support for you back. You're Bedman.
My tortilla is
Daniel
Bedman. Like it's saturated with some kind of...
This is a restaurant establishment that's been around for 60 years.
Oh, man.
You'd think they... Well, I don't know. Maybe they wouldn't make burritos better.
For 60 years or... Well, I don't know. I'm making this up.
I asked the lady, I said, how long have you guys been around? And she said, 60 years. Only 6 years at the current location.
She was talking about herself.
Okay. I usually would be over by Hebert's.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Home of the famous steak fingers.
So they could fuck the burritos together.
Well, not the burritos, anyway.
Man, I'm still mad at that place. Like, every time I drive by, it's like, ooh,
I want to go there and try out the steak fingers to see if they actually are real steak. Hey, there's some forks in there. Why don't you let Isaac keep those in case he needs utensils sometimes?
I'm not that poor.
Why don't you guys slide some salsa over here towards me?
There it goes.
You're not that poor.
Look at this lame...
I mean, that wasn't bad. Those would have been good if they had taken two or three of those burritos and like, smothered them with some shit.
With some shit? Dude, I don't want to eat that burrito.
I agree. I think with how soggy it is, though, we'd run the risk of just turning into enchiladas.
Well, I think that might have been their ultimate destiny.
But this isn't enchilada quest. This is burrito quest.
I think it's just this place doesn't sell burritos, really. They sell burritos, not literally don't sell them. They just don't sell them much.
Oh.
Calm down, Ben. Jeez, you looked perplexed. You looked verklempt.
What was this place called again?
Spanish Kitchen,
yeah.
Spanish Kitchen, yo.
And was, who was working in the kitchen?
Not salsa, bro.
Ooh.
I can tell by eating this burrito.
Yeah. I don't know who the fuck rolled it up. It wasn't him.
It wasn't so much rolled as vaguely folded. It was sort of just sealed.
Where was a place we went recently that was like that? Was it Burritos Victoria?
That was last week, wasn't it?
That was the tongue, yo.
No. Meepo Blito was last week.
Yes, the answer is yes.
Yes, the answer is yes. We're really looking forward to going somewhere where they wrap their burritos in a manner that I can eat them from my hand. Well.
Taco Bell.
Well, yeah. Who's that? There's a place called Jake's Place out in Doniana. I might hit that up one time, too, and just bring them over, because it's out by my house, kind of.
Oh, okay. I can't tell if these burritos are spicy or not. Were they? I think they were.
I know the salsa is a lot spicier.
The salsa is pretty powerful. Like if,
which is also kind of...
It's crazy, crazy hot and crazy watery. Like, is there any chunks of anything in there, or is it just the juice of salsa?
You know, Dan, I kind of prefer the chunks, too.
Dude, there is nothing in there. Ben is stirring it around with a fork, trying to lift out some solid piece of something.
Nope.
It's not happening.
It's all dissolved into a jalapeno haze.
It's soupy.
Maybe it's actually soup. They just gave us some...
We dissolve it in acid, and then neutralize the acid so it doesn't kill you.
Mexican place that doesn't do burritos or salsa. We do soup.
Well, yeah.
That is a traditional
soup and chips.
This is just hot sauce, right?
It's restaurant-style salsa.
No, it's not.
It is. Depends on the restaurant.
It's got nothing.
Depends
on
the
restaurant.
Have you ever had dick salsa?
Yeah.
Not like
so
this.
So, what the hell? You judge
that's
dicks?
Right. We gotta do dicks.
Do they have burritos?
Uh-huh.
They do Mexican food, dude. So do these people.
Well. But you seem surprised they do burritos. They serve you salsa at the table.
I know. I thought they just gave, like, you know, enchiladas and tacos and shit.
I'm pretty sure they do burritos. We're gonna find out.
Yeah, they do. I've had burritos there.
Yeah.
Well, next week.
Okay.
Every place we find
we'll
stalls,
eat some, we'll eat some dicks.
Ha ha.
War whore.
You know, Bill likes to order from there.
The big dick?
He doesn't know the name of the main big burger. He thinks it's the big dick.
You mean the jumbo hamburger?
Yes. He does not know that that's what it's called.
I think he knows.
I think he knows and he's just hitting on the waiter.
He's trying to be a politician.
I want the big, what does he say? I want the jumbo dick?
The big dick. You're like, can I have a big dick?
Bring it over and I'll put it in my mouth.
It'd be great if, like, some big Mexican dude, like, came out of the...
Dude,
pause it.
Well, what does Bill do on Mondays? Can we have him on Burrito Quest?
Oh,
we get a big dick from dicks.
I don't think we could do that until after the election in case we actually...
In case I actually get up to date and publish
right,
these things?
In, like, the next month. I mean, it's probably safe.
Maybe we should wait till right around election
time. It won't be. Believe me.
Maybe we can bring him on.
Who the fuck's going to know it's him? Nobody listens to this thing anyway.
You're saying we should use a secret name?
We don't use real names.
Honorable Bill. We'll say Honorable Bill.
No, that's too... We need
that's
like
a nickname.
We could call him Big Dick.
No one will know what that means.
Jumbo Dick. I like
hey,
Jumbo
Dick.
You
could just sit here and call Bill Dick for an hour. These things will go on now.
So, hey, Dick.
We would keep
what do you think
afterwards.
About these dicks?
Even after we stop recording. Are you still recording? Yeah, Dick. Oh, it's me.
Jumbo Dick.
So, burrito, this one.
Yeah, we should rate these.
Insufficient meat. Was that beef? That was beef, wasn't it?
Usually green chili is paired with pork. I've seen it paired with beef before, but I don't know.
I think that was pork.
I'm going to guess pork.
It was pinker.
Just from texture.
Well, and it was pink.
Yeah. It's a little pinkish. Well, probably not pink, but it's lighter colored.
Also, that was very watery green chili.
Mm-hmm.
And it soaked into the tortilla.
That might be what's in this bowl.
Like the best,
this is their salsa.
The best part about the burrito was the tortilla, and it was soggy and sloppy by the time we got our hands on it.
I kind of like the taste. I mean, it wasn't as hot as I liked, but it was like...
Oh, you mean the burrito?
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually did taste kind of good.
What do you mean the burrito? What else would I be talking about, Ben?
I thought you were talking about the taste of the tortilla, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought this was like anything random, like oranges.
I like the taste of pickles. You know what I mean?
Ben's like, true.
He just wanders off into the kitchen. Where's he going? We're trying to make a program here.
So,
got a podcast responsibility.
Podcastability.
Who is it who keeps saying we should put beans in these burritos? Is that me?
Yes, it's you.
We should have put beans in this burrito.
Say it again.
I mean, we should have. It would have held this one together.
You're right. You're beans, I'm cheese, Daniel is your
buzzkill.
You're both dumb, I think that's...
Oh, yeah, well, that's...
So what we really need to do is we need to get some bean and cheese burritos and yell at Dan for 15 minutes.
Can we call him Big Dick?
No, that's...
I would embrace it more than Bill would. Let's just say that. Embrace the Big Dick.
Take it. Make it your own.
Mm-hmm. All right. We should rate this.
man, all I can think of is, like, big dicks for ratings. Like Ben's going to say, you know, it's like when you have a big dick and then you forget about it, and you find your big dick again.
What would Dan's equivalent of the big dick rating be?
He'd be like, when I was a kid, remember those big dicks? And you find them again, and it's like...
Wait, those were big dicks.
No, that's him. You find him again.
No, but you're with the condition of when you're a kid.
Mm-hmm. And yours would be like, okay, so say you have a big dick, but there's like a big dick.
Remember back in the day when we had those big dicks?
I thought mine would be like, you know when you drink a big dick?
And it's like, not as great as like...
I just sucked a lot of big dicks. That'll be your rating.
What the fuck are we even talking about? Rate this damn burrito.
See, we have to do annoying because we're not funny.
I'm going to rate this burrito.
Don't have jokes.
Dehydrated camping food.
That's like this.
No, you never had like the dehydrated scrambled eggs in a pouch that you add hot water to it and mix them up?
Why would you do that?
It's not good.
I never have.
I mean, it's kind of like, well, that's cool. It's like space, right? You're like, ooh, dehydrated food.
Space tastes like shit.
This is what the astronauts ate. And then you eat it and it's not very good.
Yeah, I always have weenies.
Overall, I think
weird s'mores.
I was going to do a space rating, too.
Well, hey, we have a theme going on. The ice will probably screw it up.
So, you know... you know how you can, like, suddenly realize...
I think you forget, but then you forget again.
And then you remember again.
Like... A little bit of Earth, big space. And in some ways, that's really stunning. And, like, awe-inspiring. In other ways, it's like, holy crap, that's totally meaningless. I'm thinking that second one on this burrito.
How was it meaningless?
What?
Oh, was
like
this burrito
life is meaningless?
No.
Or we're meaningless?
This burrito is like as if life was meaningless.
It's mostly empty.
It's full.
You like my stomach.
You'll save my rating. No, it's just like a sense of, man, this is depressing. I have a sense of burrito proportion.
How about you, Isaac? How's your sense of burrito-ness?
Well, I'm kind of inspired by this space thing. So I'm going to rate this burrito Pluto, the former planet.
That's good.
It's from New Mexico. It's no longer a planet. It's got a New Mexico. So as a New Mexican, I kind of feel obligated to like it. But overall, I'm not...
But it's a loser.
Like an underdog. Like, it's like, it's okay.
It's not really a planet.
Right.
I mean, we thought it was.
I never landed on it.
The guy who discovered it from here. The big LC.
Clyde Tombaugh.
Yeah. Dude, have you ever been in that? Well, yeah, you have. Jimmy Show was in that church. Did you see their, like, weird cult?
No. Anyway.
Yeah, he might have been a spy for the Air Force.
In a Unitarian church?
Yeah.
Clyde Tombaugh or me?
Well, I mean, you can't tell us what you're doing.
Looks like all right, so
you really
Pluto.
Didn't see that stained glass.
Oh, I did. That's pretty sweet.
I think Pluto's a really
good rocket
rating.
On it and everything.
It's kind of culty.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of weird.
That might be one of your best ratings ever.
What
Pluto?
The like dog.
I mean, it really sums up
the cartoon
Pluto,
dog.
It?
Yeah, I know, babe.
That would have been badass for y'all. I think I'm gonna stick with this space rating. I'll rate it Pluto, that cartoon dog. All right.
I think I just would have gotten kicked in the nuts by Ben.
Well, I can't reach up.
Like, huh, you get it?
All right, so next week we're going to... where did we say? Dicks?
We're going to have some dicks.
Possibly. Sure, man. You might want to see if Bill wants to get in on that. We never had Bill as a guest.
Possibly
on
with
show.
Jumbo Dick himself.
I guess we could postpone
dicks
until Bill is around to have some.
Talk to him. We'll see what's up.
We could do a Messiah quest next week.
As usual... We don't know what we're doing next week, but we're going to eat a burrito, probably.
Maybe.
Adios, burrito lovers. Yeah.